Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story.
The righteous Nalaraja had a beautiful daughter called Nalaini. She, being the daughter of Nala, was a girl of great integrity and wisdom. She knew all the arts that existed in this world. When she became old enough to get married, Nala started looking for the perfect match. But Nalaini had a condition. She said to her father that she would marry only that man who had the wisdom to defeat her by answering her questions. The beauty and wisdom of Nalaini spread like wildfire. Soon there came a prince from Malwa Desha. His name was Mathana Shekhara. He exhibited his wish to marry Nalaini. Nala asked him to go and meet Nalaini at her palace. Mathana Shekhara followed the directions and reached the door of the room in which Nalaini was sitting. He opened the door and was surprised by seeing her beauty. She was sitting amidst her maids like a golden statue amidst thousands of lamps. Mathana approached her. Nalaini politely asked him to be seated and then asked the following question. How can a man rise in his life? Mathana scratched his head and replied, Well, climbing a tree is a very good solution. Of course, he was rejected and sent back. After his departure, Nalaini's maids asked her the answer. She said, When mind becomes pure, a man rises. There came another prince. Nalaini asked him, What is the cause of sadness? The prince couldn't answer. Nalaini rejected him politely and answered to her maids as follows. Karma is the root cause of sadness. Whatever wrong deeds we do will be reflected upon us as problems. Many princes came and went, but none could answer the questions of Nalaini. The wisdom possessed by Nalaini was praised worldwide. Even Narad Maharishi heard about it. He went straight away to the Devasabha of Indra and spoke about her greatness and of her wisdom and integrity. A great sage who practiced celibacy for 21 Janmas, Maukalya Maharishi, heard this. He challenged that he would defeat Nalaini and prove that her integrity is worthless. So, with the aim of defeating her, Maukalya went to Nala's palace, disguising himself as a very, very old sage. He expressed his wish of marrying Nalaini. Nala, as a just ruler, allowed him to meet Nalaini, but he never thought that his daughter would marry such an old fellow. While entering into Nalaini's room, he changed his form into a handsome young man. Nalaini was unmoved by his beauty. She requested him to sit down and asked, How can we attain happiness? Maukalya replied, By controlling our desires. Well, that was the perfect answer. Nalaini removed her diamond ring and gave it to him. And she asked him to show it to her father as a sign of her acceptance. While exiting the room, Maukalya transformed himself to the old sage. He went near Nala and showed him the ring. Nala was shocked. How can my daughter marry such an old fellow? He got suspicious and summoned Nalaini. Nalaini saw the old sage and realized that it was he who had met her in the form of a young man. Nalaini, as a woman of great character, didn't change her words. She said yes to her father. The next day, Maukalya said that he wishes to go to the forest to perform tapa. Nalaini wholeheartedly accepted Maukalya's desire. They both reached the dense forest. Maukalya asked Nalaini to build a hut. Nalaini constructed the hut within minutes. They both entered it. As it was early hours of the night, they both lied down and started sleeping. At midnight, Maukalya shouted, "Hey, Nalaini." "Yes, Swami," she replied. "I am very hungry." "Bring me some food," Maukalya said. Nalaini ran out to the forest and quickly brought a basket full of fruits. Maukalya was shocked. He wondered whether Nalaini was a woman or a ghost. The next morning, Maukalya got up early and went to take a bath in a nearby pond, but didn't return till evening. Nalaini waited for him without eating anything. Suddenly, a young and handsome hunter came there. He said that Maukalya was killed by a tiger. Nalaini refused to believe this. She was confident that a mere tiger cannot kill such a great tapajivi as her husband. Suddenly, the hunter jumped forward and tried to grab her and shouted, "Oh, beauty, you are mine. Come to me." Nalaini started running from there. After running for a long time and suffering from great injuries, she turned back and looked at him furiously. "Let your hands and legs get paralyzed," she cursed him. The next moment, she heard great cries, "Nalaini! Oh, Nalaini!" Of course, it was Maukalya who had come as the young hunter. Nalaini ran towards him, lifted him and took him home. Maukalya was trying to test the chastity of Nalaini. Nalaini fed him with fruits and made him sleep. The next day, Maukalya said to Nalaini that before their marriage, he used to go to sacred rivers and offer prayers, but now he could not do that as his legs are paralyzed. Nalaini suddenly made a huge basket using bamboo sticks and filled it with silk cloth. She lifted Maukalya and placed him on the basket. She then kept the basket on her head and started walking towards the nearest sacred river. But Maukalya started pestering her. When sunlight fell on him, he ordered her to walk in the shade. And when she walked in the shade, he shouted that the branches were disturbing his view. When she walked fast, he complained that his body was shaking. And when she walked slowly, he shouted that they won't reach their destination in a yuga. But Nalaini tolerated everything. Finally, they entered a village. They were crossing the street of the Dasis. All the women there asked Nalaini if she was mad to marry such an old man. Suddenly, a woman called Padma came running towards Nalaini and cleaned her feet by rubbing her forehead on them. Padma was amazed to see Nalaini's dedication towards her husband. Maukalya, who was sitting on Nalaini's head, looked at Padma. Suddenly, an idea came to his mind. He thought, "I have failed to prove Nalaini's integrity wrong in spite of these many tests. Let me try one more time using this Padma." Maukalya asked Nalaini to stop there and construct a hut. They both went inside. Maukalya smiled at Nalaini. She was surprised. Until this moment, she had never seen her husband smile. Usually, when she stood, Maukalya would shout, "Are you a pillar? Sit down here." And when she sat, he would scold. When she kept quiet, he would ask, "Are you made of wood? Can you not smile?" And when she smiled, he would ask, "Why are you smiling?" This was life. And when Maukalya smiled at her, she was very happy. However, her joy didn't last long. Maukalya asked Nalaini, "My dear Nalaini, can I ask you something?" "Of course, Swami," Nalaini replied. "Yesterday, while we were crossing the Dhasi street, a girl came and cleaned your feet, right?" he asked. "Yes, Swami," she replied. I want to marry her." Nalaini was shocked, but accepted. Early morning next day, Nalaini went to Padma's house and drew a beautiful rangoli in front of her house. This lasted for days. Padma wanted to know whose doing was this. The next day, Padma woke up very early and waited. She saw Nalaini coming towards her home and at once started running towards her. She asked Nalaini, "O purest of women, why are you doing this?" Nalaini told her about her husband's desire. Padma asked, "O mother, your husband must be mad to leave you and marry me. You look like a statue made of gold, and I look like a decaying fruit." "Can you or can you not?" asked Nalaini. Padma replied that if Maukalya marries her, she would never leave him and would always be with him. Nalaini accepted. She went back to the hut. Maukalya asked her with the sweetest of words whether she had expressed his desire to Padma. Nalaini said yes and agreed to carry him to Padma's home that night. Night came and Nalaini carried Maukalya to Padma's home. He then ordered Nalaini to wait outside. When Nalaini went outside her house, Padma came running towards Maukalya and stretched her hands to hug him. "Don't touch me. If you touch me, you will be turned to ashes, as I haven't touched any woman, even in my mind, for 21 janmas." "But that lady told me that you wanted to marry me," Padma asked. "I made her say so. I thought she would burst in anger when I asked such a thing, but she did not. The woman who is standing outside is not just a mere woman, but an avatar of the goddess of purity. I just wanted to reveal her dedication towards her husband. I consider you as my daughter. Ask me any boon that you want." She replied, "Swami, at least in my next birth, I should be born in a very good community. I should be the sister of a man whom the world worships. I should be the wife of the bravest warrior. I should be the mother of the most daring fighter. Please grant me all these boons, Swami," she asked him. Maukalya accepted. And in her next birth, Padma was born as Subhadra, as the sister of Shri Krishna. She married Arjun and gave birth to Abhimanyu. Padma went inside her room and then Maukalya shouted, "Hey Nalaini!" And there came Nalaini within seconds. He told that Padma didn't even touch him. Nalaini lifted him, kept him on her head and walked back towards their hut. On the previous day, a group of thieves had robbed the palace of the native ruler. They were spotted by the royal soldiers and they started chasing them. When the thieves realized that they would be caught soon, they decided to hide inside a hut that they saw nearby. That was the hut of Sri Mandavya Maharishi. They kept all the jewels near the entrance and hid inside the hut. The royal soldiers caught them. Unfortunately, Mandavya also was suspected and arrested. Then they were all taken to the ruler's court. The royal soldiers said that Mandavya was the head of the mob and others his followers. The ruler ordered to imprison all others except Mandavya. He ordered to hit nails on Mandavya's chest and hang him upside down for a whole day at the center of the village. Nalaini was walking through that way where Mandavya was hung upside down. She unknowingly hit Mandavya with her basket. Mandavya, being so hurt, cursed Nalaini that her husband would die when the sun rises. Nalaini got furious. She couldn't digest the fact that Mandavya cursed her husband for her mistake. She said to Mandavya, "Hey Maharishi, you said that if the sun rises, your husband dies. If it is true that I have loved my husband to the greatest extent, let the sun not rise." Yes, the sun never rose. All the living organisms started to suffer. the Trimurtis approached her and asked her to take back the curse. She said that if she did so, she would lose her husband. She asked them to wait outside her hut as she was going to perform Pat Puja to her husband. They all went and brought Mandavya to her home. Mandavya begged for forgiveness. He said that he never knew of Nalini's greatness. He blessed her that she would live happily in this world for many years with her husband and children. At that moment, Nalini took the water used to wash her husband's feet and sprinkled it on the ground and said, "Let the sun rise." All the Trimurtis blessed her and vanished. After living in this world for so many years, Maukalya felt of going back to Indraloka, and at once he was there. But Nalini was not satisfied. She wanted to live with her husband for some more time, so she started rigorous penance. Lord Shiva appeared before her and asked what boon she wanted. She, in great desire, shouted, "Patim Dehi, give me my husband. Patim Dehi, Patim Dehi, Patim Dehi," for 5 times. Lord Shiva replied, "As you have asked for your husband 5 times, you will be granted with 5 husbands. Nalini asked God, "O Father, is this a boon or a curse?" Lord Shiva replied, "Don't worry, my child. Each time you bathe, you will become with utmost purity." And yes, she was reborn as Draupadi. When her marriage was proposed, Vedavyasa told the story to the Pandavas, and thus she was married to 5 Indraswarupas, that is, the Pandavas. When she considers Dharma as her husband, the Mangal Sutra tied by Dharma would appear. Similarly, when she considered Bhima as her husband, the Mangal Sutra tied by Bhima would appear, and so on. This was an extraordinary sign of purity. All others, including Kunti, Narada, Drupada, Vyasa, acted as instruments to fulfill Lord Shiva's boon.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in.
The story was narrated for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Stories.